kingdom. Yes. You're born into Satan's kingdom. Yeah, this world culture is Satan's kingdom. Not the earth, the trees, and the water. That's what God did. But you're born as a fallen person. The Bible teaches that. Ever since Adam fell, we've all fallen into sin. So you're born in a fallen body. You're born in a fallen culture. Would you agree? So you're living in Satan's culture until you come. Now, children, this is what I believe, children that are under the age of accountability. So let's say a little three-year-old dies. You think a three-year-old knows what sin is? No. God's going to protect them. God is gracious and merciful, wants none to perish. He's not going to send a little three-year-old to hell. But there is an age of accountability. And I think most of the times, the age of accountability, according to some traditions in the Jewish faith, is when someone comes of age of understanding. 12, 13, 14, you start understanding what is right, what is wrong. And so once you come up the age of accountability, you have to decide, are you going to continue to live in Satan's kingdom? This is Satan's kingdom. Lifefest is Satan's kingdom. Are you going to decide to conform with Satan's ways, the way people act, the way people talk, the way people dress, the way people worship, the way people do sports and holidays, the way people do all this? Or are you going to repent of all of that, and are you going to follow Christ into the kingdom? Two kingdoms. So you're born into this, so was I. You have to repent and come out of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You got to come out of the kingdom of Satan. And Christ is going to come and collect his elect one day at the end of the tribulation. The world's going to go into great darkness and tribulation. Do you remember COVID? When they locked everything down? That's nothing. Wait till the Antichrist comes and he starts locking the culture down and he starts controlling everything. And he says this, two lines. This line, get the mark of the beast and do what I tell you and you'll live. We'll give you work and food. This line goes to a death camp. And people are going to have to decide. And I can promise you, if you're not living for Christ fully right now, when that day comes, you're probably going to go for the food and safety and peace. Live for Christ now while you have the freedom to do it. And that's what my website's all about, teaching people how to do that. Come out of the church systems. Come out of every false way. Be a holy, godly Noah. This place doesn't train you to be a Noah. This place, yeah, listen to feminized, worldly people that were out here mocking the truth before. God's word isn't on your side, folks. Yeah, I'm actually supposed to judge. 1 Corinthians 5 says, judge the body. They don't know scriptures. Jesus said, judge rightly. In Matthew 7, Jesus says, judge rightly. You know how foolish it is to tell people you can't judge? Ready? You know how foolish it is? If she goes out and gets drunk, she's your friend? Huh?
Girlfriend.
If she goes out and gets drunk and is driving her car, and you find out she's doing this, and you go, Suzanne, let's say her name's Suzanne. You go, oh, Suzanne, I care about you. Whatever. Do whatever you want. Yeah, you're probably doing cocaine, too. I've seen that, too. You know, whatever. Do whatever you want. I don't care. If you love her and care about her, won't you make a judgment and go, that's dangerous. That's the wrong path. You're playing with a loaded gun, putting it to your head. I knew a guy that would play, you know what Russian roulette is? I knew guys that were doing it for real. And I said to them, you're going to kill yourself. I made a judgment to save them and give them truth. You see why we should judge rightly? How are you going to know what truth is if you don't judge? Do you ever drive a car? Do you judge when you're driving a car? A little right, little left, brake. How about when you eat? When was the last time you shoved your fork in your eyeball? Judge distance. Judge rightly. Judge. The Bible tells us to judge. You know who tells people that you shouldn't judge? People who want to live in their sin. That's what everybody says. But Jesus said, judge rightly. Call people out of their sin. It's loving. Those people just want to live in their worldliness and listen to the flesh. And it'll get a lot worse. It moves your body. It's not of God. It's making people money.
So is there an incorrect way to judge people of their sin?
If it's unbiblical. Let's say I go, I think you smell from alcohol, man. You're a drunkard. I don't even want to talk to you. Now, somebody might have spilled a beer on you. And I made a judgment that you're a drunkard. That's a wrong judgment. But every judgment I can back up with the word of God, that lady was a worldly mocker, and so was her husband, and they were over there spewing a bunch of false doctrine. So I can make a right judgment and send them on their way. Okay? The police, do they show up and make judgments? You and I get in a fight and they saw me hit you in the face. Do they make a judgment and go, I saw it, arrest him? Is that a judgment? They shouldn't judge. Right? read the Bible. It tells us to judge rightly. But here's what it tells us not to judge. Don't judge hypocritically. If I had a cigarette in my mouth and I was drinking whiskey and I told you guys, you should live holy and godly and don't be sinning, would that be hypocritical judgment?
Yeah, but we all sin.
Let's talk about that. When you sin, what are you supposed to do? Right. So are you talking about living and keeping and practicing sin like this, doing it on and on, worldly carnality? Are you talking about slipping into sin, making a mistake, having a lustful thought, getting angry, looking at something you should have, and then going, I shouldn't do that? Stop. What? I'm going to ask you a question. Did I ask you over here? What sin can't you stop? Not just you, but what sin can't man stop? Is there one that he can't stop?
There's got to be, because it says that we all sin.
Right. That doesn't mean we don't live in it. We don't live in it. When you drive a car and a cop pulls you over and he caught you speeding, do you tell the cop, nobody's perfect, I break a lot of laws? Is that what you say? Or do you say, I try to do my best, officer? Are you trying to do your best? So you don't always lean to we all sin. Lean, I'm trying to do my best, Lord, to leave all sin. You see the difference? The world and the church leans into sin. God says lean out of sin. Right, that's the true body of saints that have repented and come out. They're changed by his spirit, by his shed blood, through repentance, and they're following him, and they're keeping his commandments, and they're watching for the Lamb, and they're living for him. That's not the church system. The church system is mingled with the world, and in harlotry, and in false ways, and in fleshly music, and in false gospels. I was telling them, this place is linked to Roman Catholicism. They do the Mass in here. The leader of this place is like this with Roman Catholics. That's a total pagan, ungodly system. So, the true bride is God's body, Christ's body. How would I define it for people? The elect, who has the fruit of godliness and following Christ. Because I told you, it's built on a false carnal gospel. First of all, I can see their fruit. Everybody walking by, including you guys, I got to tell you in love, you dress your temples, this is our temple if you're claiming to be born again, just like the culture, in pride and vanity and not how God dressed us. God wants us to hide our forms and to dress biblical and godly. He wants women to cover their heads. Your hair is your glory. Your head's supposed to be covered. The Bible teaches that in 1 Corinthians 11. I have teachings on all that. 1 Corinthians 11. I have teachings on all that at our website. And the church system in America is very feminized. The men are afraid to teach the women the truth. Why is that? Because mama leads the show. And when mama gets mad and leaves, she takes the children and daddy with her, and the pastor doesn't have anybody to pay for his salary. They're very feminized and compromised. But the Bible teaches biblical dress, biblical head covering. The Bible teaches come out of the culture. Netflix, sports, politics, entertainment. This is not holy. This is not godly. This is not righteous. It's of Satan's kingdom. We're to come out of that. All these people going in there, most all of them, love the things of the world. Otherwise, they wouldn't be going to this. I can see their pride and their vanity, their cultural dress. They're not following Christ. But I don't even have to look at the outside part. The gospel is not here. Holiness isn't here. Sound doctrine isn't here. So that's the mark of God's people. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. Apple trees don't produce kumquats. It produces apples. Godly Christians don't produce worldliness, carnality, pride and vanity, and flesh. They produce godliness.
So you said the gospel isn't preached here?
Not the biblical gospel.
What's the biblical gospel?
What's on this card right here? You didn't get a card, did you?
No, I did. I saw it.
You don't want one?
No, I already have
it. Oh, okay. It's you got to come by the shed blood of Jesus Christ and repent, and you got to come out of all false ways and come out of all sin and worldliness and walk in holiness, be born again by his spirit. When you're born again, you desire holiness and you don't compromise like this. You walk after Christ and then you endure every day to the end.
So here we are praising Jesus with songs.
You don't do that.
How?
Biblically, you don't do that. You don't praise Jesus with worldly carnal songs. The true body of Christ, the true body of Christ gathers. They sing with their lips, Paul said. We have become the instrument, instrumental music with millionaires on stage and carnal people and corrupt men like Bob Lentz and music whore Toby Mac. You cannot mingle worship with all of this flesh and this sin. If you really want to worship God, get holy in all your ways. Make a joyful noise to the Lord with your lips. You don't need lights. You don't need smoke. You don't need synthesizers. You don't need computers. You don't need albums and CDs. You don't need to sell it. We don't need Toby Keith. We don't need Casting Crowns. We need godly, holy people to submit themselves in righteousness and truth. That's not life fest. Flesh fest is what this is. You're not coming here to worship Jesus. You're entertaining your flesh here.
Hey, bud, you look parched.
No, I got water. I'm good.
Hey,
you can take it back. God loves those who obey him, sir. That's the big problem here. Everybody's saying God loves you. Did you know Psalm 5:5? Do you know what it says? God hates the wicked and sinners. That's what it says. If you decide to choose sin, you're not going to get the love of God. You're going to get the wrath of God. God hates all sin. Go look up Psalm 5:5. Go look up Psalm 11:5. God hates those that love violence. America loves violence. Football, ice hockey, all the carnality. Race car driving when people crash. America loves all that stuff. Carnal, sinful. God hates it. You get the love of God through obedience when you repent and receive Christ and follow him. God gave his son 2,000 years ago a one-time act. You don't get the love of God while you live in your sin. You're going to get the wrath of God. Do you notice all these police officers here? I thanked every one of them for their service. Do you notice they don't bother me? Do you notice I can preach on? Why? Because I'm keeping the law. The minute I don't keep the law and I punch one of you or I beat you with my sign, they're taking me down. This is the same thing with God. The same thing with God. God says you can have my grace and my mercy if you walk in my ways. If you decide to live in sin, you're on your own. You're on your own. Christ makes the way to eternal life, but you must become eligible to get his grace. How do you do that? Through repentance, through leaving sin. You don't get it automatically. If you believe, did you look it up? Psalm 5:5, God hates the wicked, right?
God hates wickedness.
That, look up wickedness, that's sin.
Yes, God.
That's sin, this is sin. You practice sin, you keep sin, God hates you.
That doesn't mean he hates you.
Yes, it does. God says, I hate every worker of iniquity. Go look that up. There's your homework study. Go look that up. I hate every worker of iniquity. Psalm 119:104 says, I hate every false way. You're not going to get the kingdom of God living in sin and worldliness like life fest, flesh fest. You got to repent and walk in holiness, folks. You're following a false Jesus here. You're not following biblical salvation. You're following a worldly, cultural Christianity that cannot save you. The evangelical, non-denominational world has deceived you. Paul talked about a false gospel, a false Jesus, a false spirit in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 4. And he talks about how Satan's the god of the world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. Satan has developed this false system for you. You're not worshiping Jesus here. You're entertaining your flesh in sin and worldliness. But God's people love righteousness. There's your test. There's your fruit. If your heart's been transformed by the Holy Spirit, I talked to these young men about it, and the Holy Spirit of God is in you, and the Spirit of truth is in you, what is your life going to look like? It's going to look like holiness, truth, not worldliness, not sin, not pride, not vanity, not carnality. That's what the Holy Spirit's going to produce in you. And if you defend or live in worldliness, you're not seeking the kingdom of God. You're seeking your flesh and this kingdom, and you can't inherit the kingdom of God practicing any sin. No practicing sinner will inherit the kingdom of God. You're going to be judged and sent to hell. Practicing sin. They're not hearing the biblical gospel here. They're not hearing the biblical gospel here. You guys are hearing a false gospel that's not of God. I'm preaching to some people. You're hearing a false gospel that's not of God. The gospel is not raise your hand, say a prayer, and receive Jesus. Jesus said lose your entire life to follow him. Come out of the culture. Come out of your pride and vanity. Come out of your false church systems. Come out of your fleshly entertainment. Come out of every false way. That's worship of God. That's fruit that you know him. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and follow me. If you're not following Christ and the Word, you're following music whore Toby Mac. You're following Bob Lentz, corrupt Roman Catholic linked. Life fast full of flesh. Yoga. Did we talk about this? They teach yoga in here. That is New Age occultism. They got yoga going on here. I needed to correct you. They're not preaching the biblical gospel here. Keep going. That's one part of what it says. Everyone has sinned.
Yep. And then,
we don't live on in sin.
And that God sent his one and only son to die for our sins. Correct?
Yep.
And that whoever believes in their heart and confesses with their mouth.
What does the word confess mean? Do you know? Have you studied? You're acting like you've studied. Do you know what the word confess means? Because if you don't go deep and study, it's meaningless. The word confess means you agree with God. Go look up the Greek. And when you agree with God that I've sinned, God says stop sinning and leave your sin. So we all have fallen short, but God calls us to confess and stop sinning and leave our sin. This is sin. And this is worldliness. And as long as you dress worldly, as long as you live in the culture, as long as you practice at sin, you practice false churchianity, you're living your life for yourself, not seeking the kingdom of God, conforming your life, you're not of God. And my website, this is where I'm going to leave you. When I sin, I don't practice sin. When I sin, I say, Lord, I sinned. I had a bad thought about that man who just spit on my wife. I repent of it, and I move on. Yeah, I move on. I don't practice sin. Everyone here, yes, you do. You do. Do you go to a church system?
Isn't that a judgment, though?
It is a judgment. I'm supposed to judge. Do you go to a church system?
I do not purposely go out to sin.
Do you practice? Doesn't matter. That doesn't mean you don't practice sin. Yeah. Do you go to a church system?
Yes, I do.
What's the name of your Sunday church?
Okay.
What's the name of it?
Hold on.
Let's test it, and I'll tell you why you're sinning. You're going to a ritual dead religion on a Sunday. Sunday's not the Lord's day.
Religion. The Lord is alive.
Yep. And Sunday's not the Lord's day. And Christmas and Easter, that you practice probably there 99% of the time, are pagan holidays handed down by the Roman Catholics. And they are obviously not teaching you how to dress your temple. You're supposed to cover your head. You're supposed to dress biblical. You're showing your body off.
So
this is ungodly. It's not modesty, it's biblical dress, but it's not just that. It's the gospel, it's coming out of the world, and I'm going to preach to people. You can look up my website, doperish.com, teaches all that stuff. Holiness is the mark of God's people. You got to repent and come out.
You can't live like the world in all of your false ways. You got to seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth, neighbor. Living after the kingdom of God means come out and repent. Come out and seek Christ. Have you lost your life to follow Jesus? Or are you just living a life of entertainment? Flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. What are you living for as you go into your carnal flesh fest? How dare you defend the word of God and then go into your carnal flesh fest? That's wickedness. So young people there, two men that were before, and you heard that young girl, I went with her as far as I could, defending their sin, and then they go into flesh fest. But seeds were planted, praise God.